How many people are wearing real pants right now? Raise your hand.
Do hockey pants count?
Oh, so it's just me. That's not great. Okay, yeah. Great.
I'm actually wearing real pants. So when it comes to physical activity, it's just important to get your body up and moving. And your body can't tell the difference if you're doing intentional exercise or running around and playing with a dog.
What up, world? Welcome to the Apodclips series, our first episode.
What?
Here we are.
That's right.
Should it just should the intro just be just an alarm?
Yeah, this is going to require new theme music. Good point.
Ooh,
Kelly.
New theme music. I like it.
It's maybe not the spinoff you wanted, but it's the spinoff you deserve in the apocalypse.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
Today's episode, our first episode of the Apodclips series, is featuring our friend Jamie Hazelton from Minnesota. How are you tonight, Jamie?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. How is everyone else? I want to ask how everyone else is doing too.
Oh, you know.
Yeah. Hanging in there on a Friday, a full week full of basically social isolation. So I'm feeling a little stir crazy, but it hasn't gotten too bad yet, I guess.
Yeah. Stir crazy Kelly in the Denver metro area.
getting wild.
And in the mountains, myself and John Anderson, although we are not together, we are apart.
We are digitally together, but we are doing our duty for America by socially isolating. Social blam.
There you go. That's right. Now in the Bay Area, Mr. Tyler Grillo.
That's right. I've been on this social isolation for self-imposed like 2 weeks now.
Yeah, Tyler, and I think we're on the same schedule.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. So,
playing it safe.
I like saw my therapist over FaceTime today, and it was so exciting to see another human.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of like visual meetings with people over the last couple days. Just like, hey, you guys want to just talk for like 15 minutes? It's cool.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So today is Friday, March 20th. We are still in the middle of experiencing the coronavirus breakout pandemic. And that's why we had this idea to start these episodes. With that said, I'm going to hand the microphone off to Mr. Anderson here.
Let's be clear, digitally, because we are not together.
It's kind of like a dance move. I'm virtually handing it to you.
So what are we doing here? We figured that while we're all going to be socially isolated, we're all going to have a whole bunch of time on our hands, we figured we should do more podcasts, but instead of like covering terrible shit like we do every week, we would do more useful shit for you guys. So we're going to bring on a series of folks to talk about just their experience, what, you know, best practices they have, things like that. So if you're interested, let us know. The best way to let us know is a 5-star review, leaving your name. And we will get to you for sure. 4 stars, maybe. 1 stars, not there.
No.
Cannot be on the pod, FYI. But anyway, so Jamie is very special to me. She gave me my start in coaching. We coached CU together for a couple of years, which was some of the funnest shit I have ever done in my life. It was amazing. We have many, many stories to share. That's a different podcast, though. Different podcast. And
can we call that podcast Depodchery?
Oh, yeah! For sure, because there are
Sorry,
definitely...
I'm going to shut up now and look and research that while you guys talk.
By the URL.
Thanks, guardrails.
So, Jamie is an integrated health coach, which happens to be super appropriate and relevant to what we're all dealing with. So, We figured we'd like, you know, start out a little bit talking about Jamie, who you are, and then let's get into how you can like help us not lose our fucking minds in social isolation.
Sounds good. Thank you. So yeah, I am an integrative health coach. Before I was a health coach, I coached hockey for about 6 years. I coached with John at the University of Colorado Boulder. I also have experience coaching hockey at the University of Minnesota, as well as Gustavus Adolphus College. And it's a little...
Where does your heart lie?
Where does my heart lie?
Yeah, is it with the University of Minnesota, or are you at Buffett heart?
I think it's pretty obvious that it's University of Colorado, because that's that is where the roots were planted for when it comes to hockey, when coaching hockey, and that is where my heart lies for coaching and the team and just a bunch first and the social connections, and had the most fun there. But I would also have to say my own personal connections definitely lie in Minnesota. As Prince says, as Prince said, he liked LA just like Minnesota a little bit more. I love Colorado, love Minnesota just a little bit more. So
the most Minnesota thing I can think of is like politely quoting Prince to talk about how you're better than everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, my roots are definitely planted deep, deep, deep within Minnesota. So my family moved here a long time ago.
Jamie, since this is such a visual medium, tell us what is behind you on your wall.
Oh, yeah. There's the University of Colorado jersey. It was my first season as head coach. So all my players very signed nice. That. So,
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, pretty fun.
So you grew up in Minnesota?
Yep. I grew up in Minnesota, lived in Minnesota for about 21 years, did a little stint in North Dakota, but no one really cares about North Dakota too much. And then I took the trail and went to Colorado, found my way west, and lived out west, where I definitely found myself and who I am, and ended up getting a job back in Minnesota and coming back to Minnesota, and kind of send my roots back down here again. So,
fun fact, has been shot and survived, no problem.
Yes,
all good.
Yeah, I wow. can't believe remember that. Yep, when I was a kid, I was out duck hunting and my hunting partner was not being very aware of where he was shooting, and I took a pellet to the neck. So that was interesting. That's my street cred, I should say.
Minnesota street cred.
Yeah, just, precisely.
Just establishing how Minnesota you are.
Yeah.
So you're in Minnesota right now, right?
That is correct. Yep, I'm in about 2 miles from downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah, so. Like tell us about your social isolation castle. Like what's your status? What's your situation right now?
Oh yeah. So I actually I have a girlfriend, and she is almost done with medical school, and she is emergency medicine doctor. And so I was on spring break last week, so I went and saw her in this tiny town in Wisconsin, and we were there, and she had a corona exposure in the ED out there. And so her and I were both put on quarantine up until Wednesday, and then her results came back negative. And so with that, she had to go back to the ED because they're obviously very busy. And I decided to make my way home. And so I have been basically quarantined. I haven't left my house since I've gotten here. I have all my food supplies ready. And basically what I'm just trying to do is create a new normal and create a routine and work, make a structure so I don't go stir crazy, and making sure that I'm taking care of all the needs that I need to take personally to make sure that I am staying healthy on a mind, body, and spirit level.
Yeah, so. We had talked about it a few days ago on our podcast of how to try to balance the kind of mental and physical healthcare aspects as people mm-hmm. start to go into these isolation cases. It sounds like with your background as a health coach, you probably have some ideas about the best ways for people to approach that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so one thing I just want to put out there is there's a lot of people just don't even know essentially what a health coach is. So a lot of people believe health coaching is just, I teach you diet, I teach you exercise, and I'm going to help you lose weight. But that is not it. I'm considered what's called an integrative health coach. And so essentially we take a holistic approach and we really focus on your mental health, your spiritual health, as well as your physical health. And we see each person as a whole person. So it is definitely important within times like these to focus on your holistic self and what you need. For me, the biggest things that are most important right now is just staying as healthy as you possibly can. The best thing, this just goes almost across the board for everything. If you're a person with cancer, the best way to beat cancer is to be healthy outside of cancer. The best way to deal with heart disease is to be healthy outside of heart disease. With depression, be as healthy as you can. And the same thing goes with this COVID outbreak. So if you really want to amp up your immune system and be as healthy as you want to be or can be, that's really going to help you in this defense against this COVID virus. And so making sure that you're getting time to get sleep. Sleep is one of the most important things you can do. And I know in the society, we have this idea that, I only ran off of 5 hours of sleep and I'm still going. No, we need to make sure that we're getting that recommended 6 to 8 hours of good quality sleep each night, because that is when our body restores. There's so many great functions that go along with sleep.
So, Jamie.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm like not a healthy person.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's just say.
Let's just say.
Okay, I'm joking. Johnsbury.
Quote, hypothetically, let's say I'm new to this game and I'm like in social isolation and I'm like,
yeah.
Oh my God, I'm freaking out because there's a disease and like maybe health is important. So you would say sleep is the number one. Like, where do you start is where I'm curious. If you have no idea what you're doing, would you say the first thing is sleep? Like, make sure you're getting 6 to 8 hours and then we can talk. Is that what you would say to like a first client?
Something yeah. Like that? I would, this is hard to limit to one thing. I'll give you four things, because like I mentioned, I'm a health coach. And so we take a holistic approach. So you can't just limit things down to one thing. Now I'll give you four things, and within your life, you can determine which one might be the most attainable for you. But essentially sleep, having a healthy diet and getting physical exercise, being able to de-stress and get away from everything and just giving yourself a mental break, as well as having social connections. And I think those are the big four right now that you should do. And depending on your life and your own circumstance, whether that's if you're not getting enough sleep, maybe try to improve that. If you're not diet, exercise, improve that, and so on.
So sleep, diet, exercise, manage stress, and have human connections, right?
Yeah. And I also want to emphasize it's not just exercise, or not exercise, because that's scary for some people, but just physical activity, walking, going out for a walk is huge. So, yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, because it can be difficult if you're working from home and mm-hmm. living most of your life from home, even to just get the heart rate up a little bit and get moving a little bit, you know.
It really,
people who are living at home all the time really respond to having a sedentary lifestyle and mm-hmm. being unactive in a lot of ways. I know I have felt it the last week.
Yeah, I have too. And it's been like, I've been trying to figure out creative ways to like get going with that, you know? So like, does that mean running stairs in my house?
You should just chase your puppy around, John. Are you kidding me? You can just go in the backyard. And just...
Unfortunately, with the 10 inches of snow we got last night, it's kind of tough to do that today.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got a hockey net so I can take shots. I do not shots of liquor, although sometimes those are combined, mm-hmm. but hockey shots. I can stick handle with the dogs, you know, blah, blah, blah. But, Jamie, do you have any... ideas for creative ways to get exercise at home, or at least get activity, or maybe sources for that also? Like, there's somewhere online that is, you know, a creative source for exercise?
Yeah. I mean, so when it comes to physical activity, it's just important to get your body up and moving. And your body can't tell the difference if you're doing intentional exercise or running around and playing with a dog. So essentially, like you mentioned, shooting pucks at your house, that's something that you like to do. And so if that's something that you can do on a continual basis to get out and get your body moving, that's important right now. So I think what it comes down to is just looking at your life and reflecting on in your past, what have you done in the past that you enjoy doing that involves moving your body, and being able to use that and modify it if you need to into your home. Also, I know we're supposed to be social distancing, but that doesn't mean we have to be stuck confined within our house, right? We can go on walks. I mean, we prefer, I live in Minnesota, downtown Minneapolis. We do have a park right next to my house. So I've been taking 2 walks a day. And so going outside, and I'm not around people, you know, so just being able to move your body and doing what's best for you.
What do you think about people like staying 8 feet apart from each other and like kicking a soccer ball around?
I mean, what is the CDC guidelines? Is what, 6 feet?
Six, yes. I think it's six, yeah.
Yeah,
and so it doesn't involve hands.
And it doesn't involve hands. I mean, kicking a soccer ball would be I feel like that'd be a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I like to cook, and while I am somewhat scared by some of my communities or people who are like, let's share what we're eating, and people are like, I'm eating saltines with melted cheddar cheese on it for lunch, and you're like, oof, that's rough. But I'm curious, for folks like that who may be finding themselves in a place where they need to produce some of their more of their meals than they are used to doing, how would you suggest, like, are there any, you know, relatively healthy things that are easy and that you think would be supportive in this moment?
Yeah. So the biggest thing is, right, in this time, it's hard just in general. So it's hard to make big change, drastic change. So you mentioned saltines with cheddar cheese on it. So being able, one, get creative. Cooking can be fun. So making sure you're having fun with it.
Also a good way to stay active.
It's a way to stay active. And it's a way to kill the time, because I know a lot of us probably have a lot of time to kill right now, so let's all become really good cooks. But really just taking little steps online, obviously Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram, there's all those different options to look for different meal preps. I would definitely recommend looking online, but the biggest thing is just improve your health little by little, improve your diet little by little. So if you have that saltine with cheddar cheese on it, maybe throw a couple pieces of kale on it or something like that, and see how that tastes, you know, and just make incremental steps to keep building into something healthier. If you really need expert advice, there's a lot of resources online that you can utilize, and I'm assuming a lot of like dietitians are moving online too, so getting a lot of health insurances cover dietitians, so using that as a resource too. Right on.
What about managing stress?
That's the best one. You drink. I'm just kidding.
You heard it here,
folks. Hey, we're all on board with that. Yeah.
Hot take.
Spicy hot take. For the record, I believe 5 out of 5 people in this podcast are drinking. So we are on brand. And Kelly has tie-dye pants that I just noticed. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. They look pretty good. Yeah, I've been
Hey, it's working.
Hanging out at home wearing hippie pants.
Yeah, how many people are wearing real pants right now? Raise your hand.
Do hockey pants count?
Oh, so it's just me. That's not great. Okay, great.
I'm actually wearing real pants.
These are real pants. I've worn these outdoors before. They're real pants.
Okay.
Tyler, are you wearing no pants?
I don't know. You're going to have to stick around to episode 2, everybody, and find out.
See, I don't know if that's safe. I don't know if that's safe with the cooking style you're doing. But I've heard that people like to cook naked sometimes, so maybe that's okay.
Yeah, it's a way to cook. You got to do it.
Watch out for sharp objects.
Don't kink shame me.
I think to answer this question, we first have to examine the definition of pants.
Thank you, guardrails. Coming out of nowhere. Appreciate you.
So I think we probably just gave a pretty good example of how to manage stress, right?
Yeah. One of my favorite things to do, and I know this is so silly, but it's called laughing yoga. Has any of you heard of laughing yoga?
Yeah.
No, but that's the hippiest shit I've ever heard in my life.
What?
That's the most hippie shit I've ever heard in my entire life, and I'm into it.
It's the stupidest thing in the world, but all you do is you could sit here, and you fake laugh until you really laugh. And your brain doesn't know the difference between a fake laugh and a real laugh. And it releases the same hormones, they're same neurotransmitters, and you feel good. And that is one way to relieve stress.
Wait, but there's no yoga, actual yoga involved?
No actual yoga. It's okay, just laughing.
I figured this was like goat yoga.
No.
Like, okay. Well, I'm into it. Could I do both?
If you wanted to, yeah.
Would that be a good way to de-stress, do you suppose?
It would be a great way to de-stress.
Body and mind.
Yeah, the biggest thing about distressing, I mean, in general, there's two ways. One is making sure that you do what you use to de-stress in the past. What's your strengths in de-stressing? The second way is just drinking. Keep it limited. Obviously, it's not bad to have a drink every once in a while, but obviously keep it limited. Coming from a health coach. But yeah, we're all drinking right now, so... But then the second one is really inducing mindfulness and presence and connecting with your breath and what we call is inducing the relaxation response, because you have a mind-body connection. And so when you can control your body and relax and breathe, that is one way to help with the de-stress too. And get away from media. That's just obvious.
That's such a tough one. I feel like that's so tough for so many people. Like to just shut the phone off, shut the TV off, stop watching CNN, stop checking Twitter. Yeah. It's tough. I mean, I'm totally addicted to that stuff.
It's my jam right now. That's actually something I'm really, that's like my health focus right now, because I do feel a responsibility to keep informed. I feel a responsibility for me. I feel a responsibility for my folks who I'm living with right now. I feel a responsibility for like my community.
Good. I'm glad the podcast isn't in there, because it's not important to stay informed.
That's my community.
But everything else it's okay for.
You know?
Yeah.
But also I'm finding it overwhelming, and like I have an autoimmune condition that is really susceptible to stress. So I have to be super careful about all those things. So yeah, that is definitely my focus. That's where I'm trying to get incrementally better over the next couple of weeks. But that I am finding it's a very tough balance, because like things are moving so quickly that it is important to stay connected. But Jamie, do you have any health coach me right now?
Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah. I wanted a health coach. So you said it's difficult right now. So I just want to ask, what would be a reasonable step for you right now to take that break?
So I think what I need to do is I need to put some boundaries in place. So that would be something like no Twitter between certain, because I'm primarily a Twitter checker. No Twitter between certain hours. You know what I can do is I can probably just put that on my phone. Well, hour by hour. I wonder if you can do that hour by hour. Because I know I have a time limit set on Twitter that I've just been like, don't care the last couple hours or the last couple days. So that would probably also like put that in place. I have an hour mark on there and it's not been. So I think specific timing and then less time generally, and tracking that time.
Okay. So when would be reasonably, so like what time would you want to be off Twitter for?
I'm thinking I will probably check it in the morning, then check it around noonish when I usually take a break from work. And then once I'm done with work in the evenings, I'll probably just say, have fun. So really, like I need my days to be a little bit less combined with work chaos, because by the way, that's bananas right now, because I work in an industry that deals with elective surgeries. And then, you know, also having to deal with like everyday world shit going on. And oh, by the way, did you see Richard Burr is a humongous asshole senator, and you know, like all that shit.
Yeah.
So
with that, so it sounds like check it in the morning, then no Twitter, check it at lunch, then no Twitter, and then you'll have fun at night.
Yes. I think that's
so do you have any barriers that you need to overcome? Or what are some barriers
Myself and my phone.
So how will you What are some ways that you could overcome those barriers?
I will need to be accountable, which means that when I share Twitter things on you guys, to you guys on Slack, you should yell at me if it's not like noonish or in the morning or at night. So
you're holding Kelly and Tyler accountable to keep you accountable.
Yeah, they will be holding me accountable.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
Good. Well, and this is actually something I don't mean to interrupt you, Jamie, mm-hmm. but this is something that we do outside of the podcast, is that we kind of keep ourselves accountable through a fantasy wellness league, which maybe our viewers would be interested in as well. You set personal goals and your friends help you try to achieve them.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
John, I will gladly call you out for being on Twitter too much.
Maybe I'll make that a lifestyle goal. Jamie, have I told you about that? About our health competition?
No, that sounds freaking awesome.
Yo, you should get in on this, actually. We'll invite you. So this is what we do. It's basically fantasy sports, but for health. So you compete against yourself for the most part. And every Monday, you set two diet goals, two exercise goals, and two lifestyle goals. So, for example, mine are keeping under a certain calorie count, meditating, getting a certain amount of cardio per week, etc. And then the winner is the person who got closest to the goals they set for that week. So if I do 350 minutes of cardio, which is my goal, I get 100%. And so that way it's like geared towards your personal whatever, you know? And it's a good way to keep ourselves accountable. We've been doing it, for 28 weeks,
Something like that now? Yeah.
And it's been, the three of us have at least done it the last 28 weeks. We've had a couple other people duck in and out.
Yeah. And awesome. And listeners, tell us who you think is best about keeping their goals. We'd like to hear feedback.
Oh, yeah. You can guess who's right. I would love to hear this. Who is winning in 28
That's right.
weeks? I'll have to look. Yeah, interesting.
Also, you know, you can be flexible with yourself. Like me, I've had a goal, which I've had the whole time, which was no drinking 4 days out of the week. And given the current situation, I decided to just let that go. And I switched it to drinking 1.5 liters of water a day. See what I did there? See what I did there?
Ooh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can adjust your goals. You know, like if you go on vacation, you're like, I'm going to be a piece of shit this week, but I still want to stay in, you know, habit. So I'm going to reduce my goals. Or a lot of times you'll continue to hit 100% or more, and then you can up your goals. So it's a good way to like, you know, keep accountable, keep track, all that kind of stuff. I would super, super duper recommend it for everybody in the world. Basically, it's probably aside from getting on medication, it's the single best thing I did for my autoimmune condition.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds like a good goal. As a health coach, that's something that I just would want everyone. And that's a good, great avenue. I've never heard of this avenue. And that's like just so nice because community is so important to establishing change and having that accountability outside of yourself. It's huge.
Well, listeners, so if you're interested, let us know. Send us a message of some kind and we can get you in on the competition, or we can show you how to do it yourself if you're interested in like starting a little own competition, because it can be a little personal, you know, like we are all friends from high school, we're all like very personally connected, so you know, like for example, last week I had the single worst week I had ever. And it was rough, and I did not like putting in those numbers. But, you know, it was something you have to, like, be a little bit vulnerable. But that's good, because that's how you, like, know when you're fucking up and can do better.
Hell yeah. Well, this has been great. This is so helpful.
Yeah, this is super useful. Jamie, do you have any, like, parting words of wisdom?
Yeah, it's just, you know, kind of what we reiterated, just what we talked about, is making sure that everyone's checking in with themselves and making sure they're taking care of themselves, because right now is a time where there's a lot of unknowns, and the best thing is just to take care of yourself, because when you can take care of yourself, you can help and take care of others. So you can't do that if you don't take care of yourself. So take care of yourself, and if you want. I'm doing free health COVID health coaching. So anyone who wants...
Yeah, no, plug your shit. Where can people find you?
So if anyone wants free coaching, I am offering free coaching because I know this is affecting everyone. And so if you have lost a job or you're working a ton of hours, if you're homeschooling your kid at home now, you know, life is flipped upside down. So if you want free coaching, you can email me at wholeyouhealth@gmail.com. And that's whole with the letter U, health@gmail.com. And we can get connected and we can do a virtual phone call. So,
hey, and if it's all right with you, we'll post that information too. When
yeah.
We get this
absolutely.
Yeah.
Great.
Yep. Well, Jamie, thank you so much for, you know, being here and giving me my start in hockey.
You're also welcome.
And being like a just beautiful, wonderful human being. So,
and I got to say, for scoring so many goals for the Ice Holes, like 6 years ago at the Evergreen Pond tournament, I mean, you carried us on Saturday. You carried us.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome.
Yes. If you ever want to learn how to play the hockey game, talk to Jamie. It's
holy fuck. That might be another podcast. I could go for that. That'd be fun.
Well, we want to start the hockey podcast. Right, I've been trying to lead the revolution. So hopefully we can make it happen. Yeah. All right. Well, you know what, everybody? Be kind. Godspeed.
Thank you.
Boom. We did it.
Awesome.